Blog Talk Radio.
I think that was the last collaboration with another songwriter. He left LA, so I wanted to talk about it. Well, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True is just a basic symbol of what I've been doing all these years. Why did I come to LA? I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. And that song is just, you know, it's a fantasy, but also the hard work and the luck that needs to come about that happens to a few people, unfortunately. And the luck comes from persisting. But like a lot of Hollywood hopefuls, I've been doing it for quite a while, a long time. That song came about because I've written it on keyboard. And there's an original version where I play some. I used to have this, you know, this high power keyboard, and then I took it to a studio, and I played the version with me playing on the keyboard. So me and the producer who worked on it, the last collaboration, we took the keyboard, me playing my keys. On the original song, and we added it with a different keyboard, and drums, and there you have it. I've written all the lyrics, but the arrangement, I guess I did. I was involved with the producing, not just with the music, but I guess it was just probably the end. He asked me, "What do you want?" And I said, I put drums on at the beginning. Then, so I was involved, in the keyboard part, and the vocals, the lyrics. So it was a fun thing to do. But he added parts with the keyboard, and it was so great to do making that song. It's about going for your Hollywood dream, you know. That's what it was. When I do it in a recording studio, as opposed to stage is, is spontaneity. Either I sing or I pick up something and you just sing and that's it. Whatever comes out. Or, if we have a set, yeah, you sing the set. But it involves the different musicians. If I'm with a band, or I'm just sort of singing, which allows me to do a lot. But in the studio, it has to be, I'm pretty much involved in everything. Lyrics, music, producing. The producing part is just like coming up with an idea and adding it to the song, So putting this there, add this there, not just playing it, but like, or be involved in that, or like, okay, take it to a higher key. And I did that with a lot of my songs. Sometimes I'm just, when you're involved in collaborations, the other person takes more of a bigger role, and I write the lyrics, or and I do some of the producing. But you know, it's great to have to collaborate with songwriting. Like with my rock music, when I was in the rock music, there was no keyboard, so there was just the words. But the guitar is so important in rock music. So, you know, it's a little different, because it's like, usually in a rock song, it's a guitar solo. A guitar solo is come up with some musicians or with another person to play the guitar solo. So you have to play, you know, write how the guitar solo will sound. So that's pretty interesting. So that's totally different from a pop song. And, you know, I did it for professional reasons. So all of these songs were turned down by record labels, a lot of them. But it was a joy of doing it, and it was part of persisting, because it's part of who I am. Is unique. I did this a while back. The idea came about from my experiences, so I had to write a bunch of lyrics and go into a studio, because it was a rock song. So what I liked about David is that he allowed me to, because this is a studio, it was, you know, to be able to express, and he tried to write from my perspective, but I also am involved in the writing too. So it was a great thing. You know, Unique was a rock song when it was just my experiences with the Hollywood industry. You know, I got rejections and stuff, and which is typical in the Hollywood industry, because when they call it the game is like, it's a gamble, you know, and it was about coming up with a melody, and it evolves as in rock songs. The guitar is so important. I think it's the most important part in rock music, in my opinion, because, you know, it dominates the song, the guitar riff or the acoustic guitar or whatever, and the solo. Or sometimes some rock songs don't have solos, but it dominates the song. The vocal performance is very strong, because you have to be strong. They have to hear you, you know, over that guitar riff. And the producing part, you know, being the lyrics and, you know, being involved in the writing is one thing, but the producing part is how it's going to sound, what it's going to add to it. There was no keyboards on that one. When I was younger, I played acoustic guitar. I stopped because of some, you know, being a starving artist. I was playing an acoustic guitar. You know, someone gave it to me when I was on stage. So I played it and played it and played it and played it and got some lessons and played it and played it. So, but then I sold it because I was so hungry, because I was starving. And still am a starving artist. And I learned the tool to how the guitar sounds. So voice, you know, mimic the guitar and use my voice as an instrument to how the guitar sound in the acoustic guitar. So that means that I could know how the guitar sound, what it feel like. So give a grasp on how my voice will come apart, come, you know, be with the guitar. And the voice has to sound a lot different than pop music, you know, pretty pop music, you know, regular pop song. It has to be raspy or screaming or emotional singing or just plain, just there, a storyteller, because I love to. So that was my experience after the compilations, and especially in the 90s. So I have written about it. So I came up with the idea. And he, you know, when we were in the, making the song, the guy said, what do you want it to sound like, David? And I was like, okay, it has to be like this. It has to be like this. And then he said, what about this? And I was like, so it was great for a collaboration. And one thing about Unique is that I was in a transition period. You know, I was jamming with some other guys, and I was hoping that we can get more into a professional group, which didn't happen at the time. So I did the Unique on my own. So I did the voice. But the second part of the song, I wanted to do something different. And I said, sing the same lyrics or sing some more lyrics, and now take the voice and just keep, you know, repetition. And it was such a great thing, you know, being innovative, do something different, to emphasize, it's about going for a dream. In its own way, it's about going for the Hollywood dream. Let's talk about the struggles about it. You listen to the lyrics. I had a hard time trying to make it in Hollywood because of my image. And that was one reason. It was also about my songs and all that, but it was one reason because some people were, you know, that's frowned upon in Hollywood, you know, really. Now, you know, they go by if you got talent. They don't want to go. This is not 1984, you know, at the time where MTV, where image was such an emphasis. It still is to an extent, but it's really about, they said no, it's really about that great song, or if you got a unique style, you got something musically, some talent, and they need that great song way before they think about all that other stuff. But it was about my experience. It was Hollywood at a major record label, and it was at some of the other labels that just didn't even give me a chance. So that's what it was about. The repetition is, I had a hard life, but I overcame it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. You know, writing that lyric is about the struggle of the Hollywood hopeful, like me, the starving artist, the starving musician, or someone starving out there coming to Hollywood. They have hard lives. Like me, I was like one of those starving artists who lived on the streets for a period of time. I was one of those starving artists who went through a lot of things, rejections, still going through it, and had very miserable lives because we wasn't seeing our dream come true. It had a hard life. It's a hard life coming to a major city and trying to make music to get exposed and to get to the big time and to that next level. But I overcame it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. It's being positive. Like, my dream will happen. I'm going to be okay in spite of the hard times. I'm going to be okay. And that's what, you know, not to give up. That was That Is Why I Fell in Love with You. Again, that was entry into pop. Yeah, keyboards. So, but it was totally different from rock. You know, rock is the guitar, such the dominant instrument, and the voice has to be in a raspy. It has to match that guitar riff, and it has to be emotional. you know, it has to match the hard guitar. So it has to be hard, the voice. Whereas pop is just a dreamy talk about love and stuff. And that was, you know, those lyrics were so important for me to write. David came up with a melody on the keyboard, and the keyboard, I thought, I was thinking about how, you know, what I would perceive, how I would be involved. And again, I was involved with the lyrics and the producing, and as well as the music, how the music is going to sound. So I added the keyboard part to sound keyboards driven song, and it was so great to do. It's about, you know, it's a collaboration, and I'm gonna repeat this. Well, these songs were collaborations. I'm not the only one who's a songwriter, okay? But it's about falling in love. So usually my songs, there's no backup tape sometimes. I just sing along, and, you know, in my rock songs, there was no backup tape, which I wish it was. Sometimes it was. But a lot of them, they didn't have no backup tape, which they should have. But that's why I fell in love with you. There was a backup voice, you know. And so it had to sound right. So it's about falling in love, dancing, so having fun, falling in love. That's why I fell in love with you. And then the acapella was, I wanted to bring that in to emphasize falling in love with you. I don't know if I did as good a job as I can. I mean, sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I could do it over, but then again, it was good enough, and I liked it. So the acapella was just about to emphasize, that is why I fell in love with you, to emphasize that love is truly so important in this relationship. So I'm glad I was at least part of that. Get to know you. Now, again, I said this before. That song was done on the spot. Did you know that when I went into the studio, I had all these lyrics I written, and I was like, okay, how the keyboards gonna sound? Okay, how is the drums gonna sound? I was like, all ready. We were actually gonna do a cover of a Led Zeppelin pop rock song. Fool in the Rain. So I was ready to do that, just do a cover, because I was thinking about doing a cover or some kind of cover, because I wanted to try a cover for a change, not write it. And then I talked to David, and we talked about, okay, you're gonna, you know, the pros and cons of writing singing a Fool in the Rain song, because I sing it all the time karaoke, and I was like, okay, let me go and do it and study. And he's like, you gonna pair my voice with Robert Plant? I don't think so. He has such a great voice. I was like, I don't want to be compared to that. You know, I was like, you're right. You know, yeah. So we ended that. That was taken off. And we made I Really Want to Get to Know You on the spot. We made it on the spot without preparation. And it's very unique, you know, I really want to get to know you, and we just come up with whatever, and that's, there you have it. What I like about this song is, which I do a lot, besides singing, I love to talk. So he added the talking, just talking about being with somebody and whatever, talking to somebody. So that's the thing I like about it. So I hope you like I Really Want to Get to Know You. It was really done spontaneously. It was not planned. And that's what I learned about making music or being an artist, is being spontaneous, unexpected. I make some of my, sing some of my best shows, I remember, or make some of my best music in the studio, or from being spontaneous, or doing things artistically by just on the spot. And I think that's where the greatest inspiration comes from, because, you know, I don't plan for it. And so that was great to do. Okay, this is I Want You. This is what I want to say about Want You. Yes, I came up with this idea about having a pop song because the creative process is that I had to come up with an idea, you know, because I'm involved with it. You know, I'm paying to make this song, so I had to come up with how the song is going to sound. And, again, I had to hope that those lyrics come down, definitely. And how is what is I'm going to do, what's going to be added to the song, or how is I'm going to be involved in it, because I'm doing the voice. And it's very difficult to play music and do voice in studio, because you have to do it separately, and it takes a long time. And the other thing is that I sometimes feel, oh, do I sing my best? Because, you know, it's like over long hours, because in those days it takes 20 hours or to make songs, or very long, 10 hours, long hours in the one day to make that song. So is my voice is going to hold up, because it's going to sound much deeper and raspier? Because sometimes when it's higher, I have a lot of energy vocally, but then, you know, you're doing all the music or writing or whatever. Because I find that on stage too, we can be on stage and we don't have nothing, you know, just sing whatever and then come up, or if it's planned. I find that making a song, the songwriting part is much harder, because how are you going to put everything down? You know, it's like the how the instruments is going to sound, or what the voice is going. I have to hit I have to hit the right key. So, but the music side and the words can be very difficult writing. You can have a whole bunch of words and not throw out a whole bunch of words in every creative setting when I record, or if I'm recording with a group, because I did a lot of recordings with groups where I wrote a whole bunch of lyrics and then I wrote and I wanted to play something, and then I throw out all the lyrics, or we just redo it. And I was a perfectionist too, but with lack of money, you know, it's very hard. So the words and writing the song was much harder than actually singing it, because all I need to do is hit the key. The artist side to sing it, but singing is hard too, you know. Because sometimes I'm not the best vocalist, as you can see. I think I got a good voice. Because it's like I have to sometimes be off the key vocally, so I have to sing it over until I hit it. But I find that easier to do, because I love to sing, than the songwriting. Because the words and the music, it just takes longer to do. I think it takes much longer to do. And that's a good thing, you know, how important songwriting is to the music. And being involved in that is so rewarding. You know, being a creator is fun, but it's hard work. So But this song, I Want You, was my first entry into pop music. I did not feel I sang my best at all, but I sound good. I sound good on it. I really do believe I sound very good, but it was done because I got so many rejections by the rock labels at a period of time where several labels just did not like none of my rock stuff. And I mentioned that before, so I had to come up with a pop song, and I went in the studio and we made it, and then I tried to give it to a rock label and two managers to see what they would think, and they all turned me down, unfortunately. It was just bad luck, I guess. But at this, I was like a rock singer trying to be a pop singer. Now I'm a great pop singer, you know, it's like, and I can sing pop, but the words and the music were great, and the singing was great. It's about falling in love. I love to write love songs because that's what love is. That's what life is all about. Love is, you know, love is the highest form of spirituality, the most important aspect of life, I think, in my opinion, is love. So to write about and to sing about, to make music about it, is essential. Love is so important, whether it's romantic love or spiritual love, because I did write a song, Someone of Love, which was kind of, was very spiritual. So I wrote a song that was spiritual. Now, vocally, I was at a different place. I did not release it. It was, you know. Then again, you know, even though I am the songwriter, I own that song. If anyone want to listen to Someone of Love and want to use it, just ask me directly. You can. Like, yeah, but songwriter, I give it to you. Some of the recordings I do, I would give it to people like, yeah, you can, someone can sing it. They can sing anything, any of mine if they want to. Because I'm not just an artist singing, you know. I'm also a songwriter. I've been a songwriter for so many years, just like an artist. And I realized the double duty of being, and a musician, the double duty of being both is so rewarding, because I'm not in there just to write, to sing or play. I'm in there to write. I have to write because I did a bunch of songs on the keyboard in my living room that I've written. You know, I just written from the heart. It's from the heart, you know, just telling a tale. And yeah, sing is great, but if someone wants to sing it too, that'd be great too, you know. But I Want You was, you know, was a great, I felt good about doing I Want You. It sounded great. It was my entry into pop music. Song to do, from what I get, some people really like that one. That's the one they really like. It's ironic because I really was made when I was having a tough time, personally. And being involved in how the song is, the lyrics were a reflection of what someone said. Someone said something really terrible toward me about blue, you know, the saying vulgar language. And when I was in the studio, I went in the studio and I had to write a lyric, you know, just not just be involved in everything else. Because I was about producing all that, and I'm like, blue. That sounded like a good lyric, so take it and make it a positive thing with it. So I think that was a positive thing, using that word blue. The song is great. It was about falling in love. It's just like that is why I fell in love with you. It was about falling, wanting to be with somebody. It was a lot of fun doing that song. As you know, I have a natural vibrato, so that's how you way to sing it. So I hope you like that one. Forever and Through Time was, you know, a lot of my songs were just about, you know, it was just, have you noticed that some of, you know, I write these love songs and pop and then, or dance, and then my rock songs were just overcoming adversity and stuff, you know, it was just like that, and I actually was inspired by a rhythm and blues song, two songs. You won't believe what I was inspired by, but it's about love. So Forever Time is that. I wanted to say thank you for listening. I really appreciate every you guys listening about the recording process. And I'll be back with you soon. Good day, good night from Deaf Night.